Title: Resampling Your Own Fills with Lev 12 Stock Packs Advanced. All right, let's do some advanced drum and bass fill work in Ableton Live 12 using only stock packs and stock devices. The goal here is not how do I make a fill. The goal is how to turn your own fills into reusable, mix-safe, pro-sounding audio assets that you can play like an instrument. Think of resampling as a cheat code. You program something once, you print it with attitude, and then you get to treat it like a piece of real recorded audio. Tide Edis, committing to processing, slicing, warping, layering. That's where fills start sounding like records instead of a MIDI clip with extra notes. By the end, you'll have 3 to 6 printed fill variations, and a drum rack where each pad is basically a different fill moment you can trigger on demand. You're building a fill bank, not a one-off. Step 0. Set the session up fast and correctly. Set your tempo to around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll assume 174. Then go into Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. You want to control warping yourself. Also turn Create Fades on Clip Edges on. That one tiny setting saves you from clicks when you're doing tight edits. Set Global Quantization to 1 bar. Later, when we're triggering fill slices on pads, you'll usually want clip quantize around 1/16 or maybe 1/8 depending on how tight you want performance triggering to feel. Now step 1. Build a bass groove you can fill against. Make a MIDI track called Drums Bass. Load a drum rack from Lev 12 stock content. Core library, stock kits, drum essentials style one shots. Nothing fancy required. Pick a tight DNB kick with a short tail. Pick a snare that has body around 200 to 220 Hz and a crisp top. Then hats, a closed hat, and optionally a ride or shaker layer for speed and air. Program a classic two-step backbone. Snare on beats 2 and 4. Kick on 1, and on 3 and to get that rolling push. Hats as 1/16s, but shape the velocities. If your hats are all the same velocity, your groove will feel like a typewriter. Make the downbeats slightly louder, lift the offbeats a bit, and tuck some hits down so the pattern breathes. Now for the advanced feel. Swing, but subtle. Open the groove pool and try an MPC-16 swing or a shuffle groove. Apply it at around 10 to 25%. Drum and bass swing is not usually a huge drunken lurch. It's micro. Let the hats do most of the talking. If you slam swing too hard across everything, your snare can start feeling late, and the whole tune loses that forward pressure. Step 2. Program a fill that's actually worth resampling. Create a second MIDI track called Drums Fill Source. Copy your bass groove over so you've got the same kit and the same context. Then focus your fill content mostly in the last half bar or last bar of the phrase. Here's a blueprint that works in real DNB logic. Keep your snare anchors, but add ghost notes. Put ghost snare hits a 1/16 or even 1/32 before your main snare. Set ghost velocities low, like 10 to 40. Main snare stays strong, like 90 to 115. The secret is that ghost notes are not extra snares. They're momentum and texture. They make the groove feel like hands, not a grid. Add some toms or perks for implied movement, especially in the last half bar. Even just 2 to 4 clustered hits can pull you into the next downbeat. That's the jungle side of things. Little melodic implied movement in the drums. Then add a turnaround moment right before the drop or right before the phrase resets. Two classic choices: a snare drag with 1/32 notes, or a kick double right before the downbeat. That's your snap the neck back to one moment. Now humanize, but in a controlled way. In Live 12, you can use MIDI transformations or do it manually. Nudge a couple of ghost notes slightly early, like -5 to -12 milliseconds, and randomize velocity slightly, +/-5 to 10, but keep the accents intentional. The idea is not chaos. The idea is that the groove is alive, but the downbeat is still king. Step 3. Build a resampling chain and print flavors. We're going to resample the same musical fill through different processing vibes, so you quickly get options. This is where a lot of producers waste time. They make one fill, then spend an hour tweaking it. Instead, we're going to print a small set of intentional variations. Create an audio track called Print Fills. Set audio from to resampling, or even better, route from a dedicated drum bus. Arm Print Fills. Now create a track called Drum Bus. Route your drums fill source output into drum bus. Put your processing chain on drum bus, and record that into Print Fills. Here's a stock chain that's very DNB friendly. First, glue compressor. Attack around 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. You're looking for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on fill peaks. Not crushing, just bring the fill into one object. Next, drum bus. Yes, on drums, drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch from 0 to 20%, taste-based, boom either off or very subtle, like 5 to 10%. Unless you really want that thum and you know it won't mess with your sub, use damp so your highs don't fizz into sand. Then saturator, analog clip or soft sign, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. The purpose here is to make the small ghost hits and textures audible without simply turning the whole fill up. Saturation is like turning up the details. Then EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear junk. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. If you need snap, a gentle shelf around 7 to 10 kHz. Finally, a limiter as safety. Ceiling around minus 0.5 dB. It should barely work if it's doing a lot. Your earlier gain staging is too hot. Teacher note, print with headroom, peaks around minus 6 dB are totally fine. You're making assets you can layer and process later. If you print everything at full scale, the next time you distort it, it'll get harsh fast. Step 4. Print multiple variations in one take, the fast way. Instead of constantly tweaking one bus, duplicate your drum bus into three versions. Make drum bus clean, drum bus dirty, and drum bus filtered space. Route your fill source to one bus at a time and record prints. Or do sequential passes. The point is, same MIDI, different sound identities. For clean, keep it tight. Blue doing about 2 dB of reduction. Saturator just 2 to 3 dB. Minimal extra effects. For dirty, go neuro-ish. Add roar after saturator. Choose a distortion style that adds mid-bite, not just volume. Mix around 20 to 40%. So you don't completely obliterate transients. Then add redux subtly. Downsample just enough to add texture, and keep dry wet around 5 to 15%. Then EQ after distortion to tame harshness in the 3 to 6 kHz zone, because that's where ear fatigue lives. For filtered space, you're aiming jungle-esque movement. Add auto filter in low pass or band pass. Use a small envelope amount, and a subtle LFO at 1/8 or 1/16. Just motion, not a wah-wah circus. Then add hybrid reverb, short plate or room, decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, high pass the reverb return around 250 to 500 Hz so the space doesn't turn into mud. Extra coach tip, if you want the punch clean but the ghosts roomy, use sends and returns. Send only hats and ghost layers into reverb rather than washing the whole fill. Now step 5, capture and consolidate the best moments. Record 8 to 16 bars even if the fill only happens in the last bar. You want context so you can choose the best one. But here's the upgrade, use resample windows. Instead of recording forever and hunting, set punch in and punch out around only the last bar of each 8 or 16 bar phrase. You'll end up with already trimmed recordings and you'll stay in a decision-making mode instead of a scavenger hunt. Once you've recorded, find the best bar or half bar, consolidate it, and trim it so it's exactly one bar or half a bar. Exact length matter because you're going to trigger these like weapons. Add tiny fades at the edges if needed. Now step 6. Warp like a deed and beat editor. Tight but musical. Open the clip. Turn warp on. For drums, choose beats mode. Preserve transients, and turn transient looping off unless you want stutters. Here's the discipline. Place warp markers only where needed. Put the first transient exactly on 1.1.1. Then fix only the hits that actually break the groove. Don't correct the swing out of it. Your goal is, keep the intention, fix the mistakes. Overwarping is one of the biggest reasons resampled fills sound robotic. Especially once distortion is involved, warp artifacts get way more obvious. Step 7. Slice to a new MIDI track and make the fill playable. Right-click the audio clip, slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient for natural edits, or slice by 1/16 for super controlled rolls. Choose a slicing preset that creates a drum rack. Now you've got your fill chopped into pads. This is where it becomes an instrument. Make it performance ready. Set choke groups so slices that shouldn't overlap don't smear into each other. That's classic fill control and it stops flams. Consider pitch control per pad for tonal movement, especially if you slice tomish hits or resonant snares. Small pitch moves can turn a plain fill into a signature. And for controlled variation, add subtle randomness in the MIDI chain. If you use a random device or probability-based triggering, keep it tasteful. 5 to 15% chance, 2 to 4 choices. The listener should feel alive, not unreliable. Now, extra coach notes that will save your future self. Resample with intention. Name and metadata. When you print, name clips like fill 174 BPM 1 bar dirty A. Use clip colors, Clean is blue, dirty is red, space is purple, whatever system you'll remember. In the clip notes field, write one line like, best at bar 16, HP at 100, swing preserved. That sounds nerdy. It's also exactly how you build a library that you'll actually use. Also, keep transient identity consistent across prints. If your dirty chain changes the snare character too much, layer a constant snare tick. That can be a short click or noise layer from a stock hat, high passed, kept stable across all fills. It's like keeping the same stick sound on the snare, even while the body is getting mangled. Suddenly the groove still feels like the same drummer. Now step 8, arrangement, where fills actually work in drum and bass. Fills are not there so you can flex every 4 bars. They're there to articulate phrases, reliable placement ideas. End of every 16 bars, do a half bar fill that's functional and dry. End of every 32 bars, do a full bar fill that's more chaotic or wider, maybe with a tail, because it signals a section change. Pre-drop, do a micro fill in the last quarter bar, snare drag, then negative space, then drop. That tiny silence makes the downbeat feel huge. Try this energy automation trick. In the last bar before the drop, automate an auto filter on the drum bus, low pass opening up, automate utility gain down by 1 to 2 dB, then slam back at the drop, and do one small delay ping on a single ghost snare, not on the whole kit. That's how you get expensive without making it messy. Now let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid them. 1. Overwarping. Too many markers kills the groove. 2. Printing too hot. Leave headroom. 3. Fills fighting the snare. If every fill changes the main snare tone, the track loses its identity. Keep a consistent snare anchor. 4. No choke control. Without choke groups, your slices overlap and smear. 5. Overusing reverb. D&B transients hate long, bright reverb. Keep spaces short, filtered, and purposeful. Quick pro upgrades for darker, heavier D&B. Parallel mid-aggression. Make a return track with roar into EQ8 into glue compressor. Send mostly ghosts and hats. Keep kick and main snare cleaner. This audio version is shortened for playback.